Okay, welcome back, everyone. I'd like to start with the same disclaimer. In accordance with state law regarding public meetings held via electronic equipment, this meeting will be recorded. The recording will be posted on CHIFA's website. In accordance with Governor Lamont's executive order regarding public meetings, board members are asked to state their name and title before speaking. Votes must be taken by roll call unless the vote is unanimous. In the event the meeting is interrupted due to technical difficulties, members and staff will receive an email or text advising, number one, whether the meeting is adjourned or canceled, or number two, the time the meeting will resume. With that, I will call the meeting to order and we will do a roll call. Beginning with board members, start Peter Lisi, chair, present. Ben Barnes.
Present.
Thank you. Jeff Beckham.
Present.
Thank you. Martin Budd.
Present.
Andrew Foster.
Present.
Daryl Hill.
Present.
Julie Savino.
Present.
Jeanette Weldon.
Present.
Laura Baker.
Present.
Thank you. Staff. Denise Aguilera.
Here.
Kevin Berry. Jessica Bishop.
Present.
Dan Junji.
Present.
Thank you. Josh Herlock.
I'm here.
Carly Levin.
Present.
Joanne Makowitz.
Present.
Cynthia Peoples.
I'm here.
Thank you. Shannon Reynolds.
Here.
Kara Stewart.
Here.
Yesenia Torres Rivera.
Present.
Thank you. Consultants and vendors. Anyone from Bank of America?
Joe Santoro.
Thank you, Joe. Hilltop Securities.
Tim Webb is present.
Thank you. Pullman and Conley.
Judith Plank is present.
Thank you. RBC Capital Markets. Anyone from RBC? No.
Tyler Wolf is online. I also see Raksha Podal, and I believe Hing Loy is also online.
U.S. Bank?
William Kutkowski.
And anyone from the Chesla Advisory Committee? Anyone? All right, did I miss anyone?
From Goal Structured Solutions, you have Andrea Lennox present.
Okay, Andrea, thank you.
Others? This is Robbie Johnson, also from Goal Solutions.
Okay.
And Justin Schwartz from Goal Solutions as well.
All right. Anyone else? All right, thank you. First item of business, the minutes from our November 10th, 2021 meeting. Is there a motion to approve the minutes as presented?
So moved. This is Ben.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Second, Andrew.
Thank you. Motion's been made and seconded to approve the minutes presented. Are there any corrections or edits, comments to the minutes?
I have a question.
Please, go ahead.
On page 3, it indicates with regard to the meeting schedule for 22 that Mr. Budd moved to approve and Mr. Kittowitz seconded. I'm not sure Mr. Kittowitz was present.
I don't think he was either.
No.
So perhaps that was someone else.
All right, we will.
We'll check that and correct it.
Yep. So with that correction that will be made to correct the minutes regarding the motion on page 3, are there any other comments or questions? Anything else? Good catch, Jeff. Thank you very much. All those in favor of approving the minutes as presented with that correction, please say aye.
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 Anyone opposed? Any abstentions? Thank you. Motion carries. Okay. Next item of business is the discussion regarding the contribution to CHESLA, to the CHESLA Refi Connecticut program. Jeanette, are you?
Yes, I'll speak to this. So Kara, if you could put, I think it's page 9 of the CSLF board package. This is the companion resolution to the one that was that the CHESLA board approved, and it's about CSLF transferring up to $2 million to CHESLA. And you also should have received a memo that was drafted by Tim Webb, financial advisor, speaking to the reasonableness of this transfer. So Tim, if you wanna make some, add any comments?
Sure, Jeanette. For the record, Tim Webb, Senior Vice President, Hilltop Security, CSLF's financial advisor. Jeanette and staff contacted me to discuss the release, potential release of up to $2 million from the CSLF 2006 trust. I talked with Jeanette about it. We decided to run cash flows based on data from March 31 of 21. This is a continuation of cash flows that I presented to the board, I believe, earlier this fall. This time what we did is just show the withdrawal of additional monies. Ran numerous scenarios. I've incorporated two scenarios that are in my memo. The bottom line is, based on the assumptions used in the cash flow and expected performance of the portfolio moving forward, interest rates, so forth and so on, the $2 million should not create an issue. As of March 31, the parity for this trust was about 118%. In the end of September, it was 120.4. So the trust continues to grow. Most of the reason that we're seeing growth is the fact that the portfolio is paying down and that CSLF has been smart in taking those funds to redeem bonds, as evidenced by that chart in my memo. Almost $20 million worth of bonds were paid down last year. So one thing to point out, by removing this cash out of the transaction, it will slow down the amortization of those bonds a little bit. So it could impact the residual once the bonds are paid off. You'd have to take a look at a PV calculation, taking into account the $2 million, whether it's positive or negative. But the bottom line is, based on the assumptions, this should not be an issue with being able to make timely payment of principal and interest on the bonds. I'm happy to answer any questions.
Great. Thank you, Tim, very much. Any questions for Tim? Anyone? Okay. So, let's see. Jeanette, we need a motion to approve this contribution, correct?
Yes, the resolution is
being in the package. So there's a resolution in the package. Yeah. We have heard Tim Webb's review. Are there any questions or comments?
Oh, but this is Ben. I'll move the item.
Thank you, Ben. So we got a motion to adopt the resolution. Is there a second?
This is Julie. I'll second.
Thank you, Julie. So it's been moved and seconded. We've heard the explanation from Tim Webb. Are there any comments or questions? Anything else on this resolution regarding the contribution? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Is there anyone opposed? Are there any abstentions? Motion carries. Thank you very much. Is there any other business someone would like to bring forward? Any other business? Well, that was easy.
If I could, Peter, I just would like to point out how positive I think it is that we are figuring out how to utilize the available resources from the CSLF to support the refi program. I'm very supportive of this move, and thank you to the staff for figuring out how to do this.
I appreciate you saying that, Ben. I agree. I think it's a great use of resources. Thank you.
I would like to say, Peter, how wonderfully you run all of these meetings. Not being a lawyer, but you've followed every jot and tittle, and so I'm impressed and thank you.
Well, that's high praise coming from you, Marty, so thank you very much. It's a work in progress, but I appreciate your endorsement there. Thank you. And with that, I would entertain a motion to adjourn so I can put my ski boots back on and head out to the slopes. We've got a motion to adjourn. Anyone like to second it?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Motion is made, seconded, and passed. Thank you all very much. We are adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Peter.
Thank you.
Bye, everybody.